You got to tune to the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. And what's this? Here comes Peter Cottontail on his way to Fredericksburg. What does the Easter Bunny do for a return this weekend have to do with the Hill Country's crown jewel? Well, legend has it that the Easter Bunny has his origins in Fredericksburg, which explains why the city is preparing for a major annual event this weekend, the Easter Fires. Am I going too fast for you? Mike Sagabill is with the Easter Fires of Fredericksburg pageant, and he joins us to help us sort things out. Mike, welcome to Texas Standard.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing fine, and I'm a little baffled about what the Easter Bunny has to do with Fredericksburg. I hear you, you're a native.
Yes, sir. Fifth generation.
So did you grow up with a different sort of Easter Bunny story than the rest of us?
Yes, we did. And if you have a few minutes, I'd like to share some of that.
Please,
with you.
Have at it. I can't wait to hear.
Okay. Fredericksburg was founded back in 1846, and the original main settler was a gentleman by the name of John O. Moisebach. And when he and the German settlers settled here in Fredericksburg, this was actually Comanche territory.
Mm-hmm.
And so Mr. Moisebach and a group of men left Fredericksburg and went up to the San Saba River to meet with the Comanches. And they formed a treaty, and as a matter of fact, that treaty was never broken by either side of the treaty people. And so during that time, the Comanches had people around Fredericksburg in the hills just keeping an eye on these settlers because they seemed so strange. Their customs were very strange. So at night, they would light these big fires to, we never did know what the fires were about, but it was very unsettling to the settlers.
Mm-hmm.
And so legend has it that one of the German women called her kids together, and she knew that in Germany, they always talked about the fairies would come and decorate the eggs, and she knew that the kids would never believe that there were fairies in Texas. So she came up with this story about, well, the Easter Bunny is using those fires to boil water to dye eggs for Easter eggs for the Easter weekend.
A couple of things that you mentioned there that struck me, that the settlers were able to strike a peace treaty with the Comanches. How'd that happen?
According to what the history, local history is, these four or five German men walked into the Comanche camp. Of course, they were escorted by the Comanches. And when they got into the camp, they held their weapons up in the air and fired, knowing that the Comanches would know they only had one shot. And then they laid their guns down and they said, "We come in peace." And I think that the people they dealt with, the Comanches they dealt with, felt they were honest. And as a matter of fact, in the very early days, from what we've been able to find out, is that there were Comanches actually came into Fredericksburg and did trade here and did business here.
So tell me a little bit about what actually unfolds this weekend.
Okay, this weekend, starting Saturday evening, the gates will open. The pageant actually starts right about dark. We always say about 8 o'clock or so. We want it to be full dark to get the full effect of the pageant itself. Yeah, it's a performance. It actually talks about how the pioneers settled Fredericksburg. It shows pioneers coming in. It will show the Comanches, how the Comanches lived and hunted, and talks about there's a scene that has the pioneers and the Comanches making their peace treaty.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's a scene where the mother is explaining to the children about the fires, and then after that scene, then you have this scene with all these bunnies, and we probably have 100 to 125 bunnies that people dressed as bunnies hopping on the stage and doing their little production.
Mike, so growing up in Fredericksburg, this must be quite a throwback for you.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. As much as I hate to admit it, I was a bunny about 50, 55 years ago and kind of grew up in it. And my dad had been a chairman of this event. And later on, when I joined the association, then I became the chairman of the event. And so to see it come back is a big thrill to me. So I'm glad to see it. I'd invite everybody to come out. It it's definitely worth the drive from Austin to come up to see.
Mike Sagabil is with the Easter Fires of Fredericksburg pageant. And if you talk to him for a while, he'll admit he was once an Easter bunny. Mike, thanks so much for speaking with us on the Texas Standard.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.